third and final hour on the Saturday edition. I'm Gardner and...
I'm Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark. 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us as you take over the airwaves and steer the program in any direction you so desire. It's your phone, it's your freedom, and we're here at your disposal. Ian and Mark are away. They'll be back on Monday, and I'm very pleased to be here with the mighty Julia. She's very cool. Sort of like the mighty Quinn, but, you know, it's in real
different.
Life. Yeah, sort of, but, yeah.
So, but not really.
Yeah, sort of. Greatest Generation, Gardner. Okay, 800-259. I'm in a Tom Brokaw mood today.
Yeah.
And if you can't do a Tom Brokaw impression, then clearly you're not part of the Greatest Generation, Gardner. That's what it is. But let's get back to the phones. You know, we had a conversation going on with George from Washington, D.C. He's talking to us a little bit about some of the things he's been seeing on the regulatory front. And we were also talking to Bodie about the automobiles and the driving exams and how much better it would be if we had government out of the way of the roads. George is still on with us from Washington. George, go ahead. Wanted to let you sort of include more of your thoughts in the program.
When I had to take my driving test, I had to drive up a couple miles, actually. So I guess it varies from state to state just how comprehensive it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, it does vary state to state.
The point I was trying to make is that it has nothing to do with safety.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you really exactly. don't have to. I mean, I could have taught my brother, you know, to pass the driving test in the parking lot 5 minutes after the office closed. It's not hard. I was just trying to point out that these people don't give a crap whether or not you can drive or not. Have you ever seen some of the people on the road?
And
oh, yeah, especially over here. People just like, how do I put it in? Some people make right-hand turns from the left-hand lane and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, some people going down wrong way down one-way streets, especially in D.C. Oh, good God.
Well, and to give you an example, George, of just what an extortion racket the government ownership of the roadways is and how historically it was not government that started to build all the roads and so on. Once again, I'll mention that great book by Tom DiLorenzo, How Capitalism Saved America. And then we'll get back into your energy thing because I'd like to talk a little bit about another great writer named Burton Folsom, who has done some great work about how markets and capitalism are the great saviors of resources. And we'll tell you about that in just a minute. But here's a great story. And I want to keep you on the line while we talk about this. Julie and I were talking about this before. I found this on the Drudge Report yesterday. We didn't get to talk about it on the show yesterday, but I want to discuss it now. The headline is, New York car ticketed repeatedly with dead body inside. It comes from the CBS affiliate's Channel 2 in New York. And it says, Dateline New York, police made a gruesome discovery earlier this week while getting ready to tow a heavily ticketed van, a decomposed body in the back seat. This is John Slattery made the report. He says, it was that of a missing man, and now his family wants to know how officers could ticket the vehicle numerous times and never notice the dead body inside.
Do you think that when they came up that they would notice there was a ticket on the windshield and like another one and maybe take a look inside?
That's at first blush, that's the
knock
first thing
the
you
window?
Think of. Exactly. And then our free market minds start to think and say, oh yeah, they tell us that licensing the car and licensing the driver and registering the car all has something to do with it's for your protection in case something
Everything
happens.
Everything government does is for our protection.
Right. So clearly,
we all know it's complete BS.
It's to get money.
They'll probably say that they'll probably have to pay.
That's exactly. Yeah, they'll still have to pay for the fines.
The family will probably have to pay for the fines.
Just to get the car back. And then, you know, who would want it back anyway? The poor guy's decomposing body has been in there for weeks. I mean, it's just incredible.
I like this story because it just shows the incompetence.
It's unbelievable. They went over and over and over again. And apparently the people who take the tickets, well, they're not the ones who actually are supposed to contact the people who are in the highway patrol. I don't even know. It's just so bureaucratic and dumb. But what it tells you is they do this not to be able to contact a family and say, by the way, we've found this car that's sort of sitting here. Is everything okay? No, it has nothing to do with your protection. It's a protection racket. That's what it is. If you don't pay, then you'll get in even more trouble and have to pay a larger fine by being brought into court for not having your car registered.
Yeah, it's all about the Benjamins, baby. But anyway, before I go, I want to tell you how I embarrassed my TSA bosses
at
the airport. And then, just last Monday, they were trying to come up with some a new procedure where they were telling us, look, anytime you take away a liquid, you got to go and test it to make sure it's safe to throw in the garbage. And I'm just like with my hand up, like, let me see here. If it's if we test it to make sure if it's safe to go in the garbage, then why isn't it safe to go on the plane?
That's a great point.
And they were just like, well, it's too early to come up with an answer for that. I show up. I work from 4 to 1 p.m.
George, 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Oh, man, that's awesome. You know, did they also say, no, the emperor does have clothes on. The emperor does wear clothes.
Just about, yeah. And then it's like, and then I was a follow-up question. I was like, and then it's like, if the passengers see us doing this, then what's to stop them from saying, is it safe enough to go into the trash can? You know, because I put out that passengers will ask this, and then they'll pretty much see it. Like, once they see that it's not really about their safety and about, you know, just compliance, and then they still give me that deer in the headlights look.
Wow.
Wonder, I mean, have these people never given it any thought? They really just follow any order they get and just take it? They don't ever think about it?
This is the caliber
None of the people on the morning shift at my airport at this point, after I brought those questions up,
they were
like, you know what, you got a good point there.
George, I'm so glad you got to bring that up on the program, and thank you so much for the call, man. Feel free to get in touch at any time. Anytime I'm here, for sure, and you know, over at my website, feel free to reach me at libertyconspiracy@yahoo.com, man. Thank you so much, George. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
You got it. Stay safe on the airwaves, my friend. 800-259-9231 is how you reach us. Just want to mention one thing briefly before we get back to the calls, Julia, which is I mentioned that there's a guy named Burton Folsom, and Burton Folsom has a number of great pieces, the book The Myth of the Robber Barons, and other examples of how capitalism is the great driver that actually first creates resources. You know, something in nature is not a natural resource until man finds a use for it. So when we're talking about conservation of natural resources, capitalism is the thing that drives us to try to conserve natural resources because it's expensive to use these things. The more we can get out of things, the better it is. The less we waste, the better it is. The less expensive it is. If you can find new ways to use what you're wasting, that's awesome. That's amazing. So he gave a great example. He said, look, before the internal combustion engine was created, and of course everybody knows, as Al Gore said, it was created by Lucifer. Many people don't know that. He filed a patent for it. But anyway, before Lucifer filed the patent for the internal combustion engine, they were having all sorts of problems with horse manure in the cities. They had so many horses, they didn't know what to do with the horse crap. And London was being overrun by flies and fleas and rats. It was a health problem. When they invented the internal combustion engine, all of a sudden they were able to get rid of the horse crap, and they were able to get rid of the flies. The number of rats dropped, diseases dropped all over the place, and the amount of arable land that was formerly utilized for horses was now going to be utilized for crops that humans could eat.
Wow, what kind of weird stuff are you talking about, letting people eat the food? You should let the horse just keep... Don't progress. That's what I think is good.
I hate when people say stuff like don't progress, because I think in most cases what they're really doing is being nostalgic about the way that things were when they grew up.
And they're not letting other people make choices.
Right, and they're not exactly even considering, like, okay, so we should never progress, we should still be in caves. What is wrong with you? What are you talking about? Life is
exactly.
So much better. We have so much more time, so much more opportunity to gain wealth. Life is 10 million times
better
now.
And I got to tell you, this is the same thing, Julia, goes to the National Park System or any state program here in New Hampshire. They've got this ridiculous thing called the Land and Community Heritage Investment Program. Oh, I feel so nice. Ooh, it makes me feel really good. It's a warm bath. It's community. It's heritage. It's investment.
It's not investment.
It's bogus. What it is they take money from people and they hand it out for the preservation of a stone wall in some town or a barn in some town. Hey, guess what? If people are willing to shell out their own money to preserve something that they like a lot, they certainly are not given the right to tax somebody else to save something if that person wasn't willing to pony up his own money. But they do it all the time. Hey, we've got more to discuss. It's Saturday night. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning. Tutor other community members. and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alekese at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Is the program you drive the conversation through 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. LG Grande here, and Julia is here as well. Julia, what is that, my friend? Go ahead. It's still on.
This happens every week. I think Mark's playing a prank on me. My microphone just fell off again.
We're joking around during the commercials.
I'm going to try to fix it.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I'm going to pot your mic down because I have control here. I'm on the button. So if anything goes wrong, it's my fault. Filling in for Ian and Mark, who are away, and I hope you're having a great Saturday night. 800-259-9231 is how you get in touch with us. I was just going to be really silly and obnoxious, but already, you know, we already have some craziness in the studio. So just want to mention a couple things very quickly before we move on to our calls. And we have a lot of folks who really want to get on a Saturday night. So thanks, guys, for participating this way. I want to tell you about Audible.com. Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. Listen whenever and wherever you want, just like the podcasts you might be listening to if you listen to the program Free Talk Live online. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to, remember the website, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And in fact, you can listen in real time as the, actually listen in review form as that microphone fell. Julia, good job.
I fixed it, I think. I swear Mark's playing a prank on me. This happens every week.
Yeah, well, actually, it happened to Dale last night. And, but no, it happened at a time when...
It's scary because I'm not expecting it. I know. It falls in my lap.
And you know, it's funny. If you work in radio, I don't know if you've ever had this, but you have nightmares because everything's on the clock and you think, oh my God. And literally, I've had dreams where, oh my God, I'm like, I got 2 seconds and my shoes are untied and I have to get there. And
that,
you know.
I used to, it's funny. I think they have that about every job because when I was a server, we used to call them waitress nightmares.
Yeah.
And what it would be is like you go and you have 2 tables and then you go in the kitchen to get your food and your food's not up and you come out and your pants are gone and you have 10 tables now. And so it's the same idea. It's just like a work nightmare.
This is bizarre, man. 800-259-9231 is how you get in touch with us. And it's Guard and Julia who is right over there now with the great mic. So, Julia, good job. Listen, I just want to mention very briefly that I know we've got a lot of callers. I'm going to get to everybody as quickly as we can. Let's go first to Sarah. I believe Sarah is still on the line. Sarah, if you are there from North Carolina, you're next on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, great to talk to you. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I love that accent. That's a cool accent you got going on there. Is that rent to own or is that like yours to keep?
That's mine to keep.
Oh, it's a good one. Go for it. What do you want to discuss tonight?
It just seems like they want to tax everything these days. I think, you know, I think they call it the sin tax, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm from North Carolina. I'm taking an extended vacation down in Tallahassee, Florida, so I'm listening to you on WFLA.
Oh, great station, yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about WFLA. It's a real big station, and thank you guys for bringing Ian and Mark on as a fan who's just filling in. Thanks, guys.
Okay. But anyway, down here in Tallahassee or down here in Florida, they just recently added a dollar pack tax to cigarettes.
Mm.
And being from North Carolina, and North Carolina is tobacco country, and they're killing the tobacco farmers. And,
you know, well, and I was just going to say, Sarah, you know, as someone said earlier, you people are like the new minority that can be destroyed and taken advantage of, and all the costs can be
smokers.
Put onto you.
I feel bad for smokers, and I don't even smoke cigarettes.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with limiting the age at which you can start smoking, you know, and all the stores have the little signs, you know, if you were born on so-and-so date, you know, they, you know, and they card. And that's great, you know, keep, you know, people below 18 from starting smoking, you know, at an early age. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, what are they going to tax next? Fat people?
That's what they're shooting
for. Well, they're looking to ban trans fat in a lot of states, so I wouldn't be surprised if they started raising taxes on things like that.
You know,
You know, they have the height weight chart at the doctor's office where they're going to start, you know, taxing you by the pound when you go overweight. I mean, hell,
They weigh kids and do the BMIs at the schools, whether the parents want it done or not. And, of course, those are school purviews. So the kids' right to privacy can be invaded anytime they want it to be. You know, this is very interesting. You know our friend Sam, Sam Dawson, who's been in jail for 2 months because he tried to bring a camera into a courtroom. I made a point on one of the programs when I was sitting in with Ian and Mark on a Monday night where I said, look, this whole idea that you have rights, that supposedly the government was formed to protect those rights, is totally washed away when you look at these things like kids in schools forcibly taken onto scales, whether they like it or not, their privacy invaded unless their parents are made aware of it, and in many cases they're not. Drug testing for kids in some cases, invading their lockers because, hey, it's school property. If you have, for example, a right to be able to be a journalist, right, then Sam should be able to go into a courtroom with a camera, and as many people as want to go into that that courtroom with cameras should be able to go in. They all have rights, and supposedly the government was formed to protect those rights. What gets very interesting is when you realize that this whole facade of government being there to protect your rights is not, you cannot allow that to coexist if you're going to have a workable government. You can't have everybody exercising their rights on a public park because it will get overrun. You can't have everybody exercising their rights on the streets. You can't have everybody exercising the supposed rights that are protected by the U.S. Constitution in the courtroom because they'd have potentially too many people and it would be unworkable. So government is false. It's a huge lie because it tells you it's going to protect your rights, but then if it's going to work, it has to curtail your rights. The two cannot coexist.
Well, you don't even know the half of it. In North Carolina, they don't have it anymore, but they used to have the tobacco allotment. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, what's that?
Okay, well, you know, you used to grow tobacco, you know, however much land you had, you could grow tobacco all you wanted to years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
Well, then they started the tobacco allotment to reduce how much tobacco could be grown. And what they did was basically they paid you a certain amount. If you had a certain amount of tobacco that you could grow on your land,
mm-hmm.
depending on your acreage of how much you owned. And they paid you an allotment. And it was based on how much acreage you owned.
I see. So did it matter the amount that you were actually growing or not on the acreage?
You could grow a certain amount on your acreage, and you were paid a certain amount of money based on your acreage.
Okay.
Okay.
It sounds like the old Soviet system. We're just up against the clock, but I'm afraid we're going to have to go. We'll have to continue this conversation at a different time. Sound okay, buddy? Hold on the line. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Control the airways, you control the conversation by employing the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is Guard.
And this is Julia.
And talking about SACL CAI, I think I want to take the opportunity to take a hat off to those folks. SACL CAI is a company you've probably heard about if you listen to Free Talk Live or you go to freetalklive.com. Check out the podcasts that are available. Check out everything that's available at freetalklive.com. But if you're a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL, S-A-K-A-L-C-A-I, does collections. They do early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. What does it all mean? SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, and they treat them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL, C-A-I.com. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Get in touch with them. SACL, CAI. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. And compliments out to those guys. I want to go back to the phones very briefly and talk to our friend Sarah, who is talking to us from, let's see, North Carolina. Sarah, you're back on Free Talk Live. Didn't want to hang up on you. What's up, girl?
Okay. I'll finish it up real quick for you, but not the current governor of North Carolina, but the previous governor of North Carolina decided that he needed to balance the budget, And so instead of doing it by cutting things that needed to be cut or, you know, the proper way,
mm-hmm.
decided to just take the tobacco allotment instead of paying the tobacco allotment to the people that own acreage to plant tobacco. And he took the money and he used it to balance the budget. And the reason that I know this for a fact is because my mother owns land in North Carolina and received a tobacco allotment every year except for that year. And she did not receive her tobacco allotments, which she used every year to pay her taxes.
It's a big money game from predators. Sarah, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, and it's good to get that information. By the way, in South Carolina, just for those people who are in that area, South Carolina's Supreme Court just ordered the governor, Mark Sanford, on Thursday. They ordered him to request $700 million in federal stimulus money. You know, that completely patently unconstitutional graft that's going to be sent out so that the various governors can look good. This guy didn't want to take the money, and yet the legislature said, you've got to do it. Now the South Carolina Supreme Court says, oh, yeah, you've got to do it. I don't know. Maybe they haven't heard of the concept of federalism, but anyway, that's just an aside. Let's get back to the phones. 800-259-9231. And Tim has been waiting on the line patiently. Tim, you're in Florida. Okay, let's move on. Instead of Tim, let's go to Lloyd in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Lloyd. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, what can we do for you tonight, Lloyd?
Fine. How you doing? Julie, she's from Florida, I understand.
What's that?
Your cohort there, she's from Florida too, huh?
I yes. am.
Yeah, I'm from Tampa Bay area. I live in North Florida now.
All right. But, what do you want to sound off about tonight, Lloyd?
All right. I'm 68 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk just a couple little things. The driver's license deal, when I got my first license, I was 14 years old. And all I had to do was take a written test and a driving test. We didn't have seat belts. We didn't have turn signals on cars back then. No air conditioners, none of that kind of stuff. That was unheard of. And there was nothing to it, you know, but that's the way it was. If you could drive a car and you could go with the driver test was about 5 miles, and I come back and passed everything with flying colors and got my first driver's license right there in Tampa.
Well, let me ask you this, Lloyd. Do you think that the laws today are too restrictive, and could we pull you over to our side to recognize that as long as you've got government, the laws are always going to become too restrictive, and there's a more ethical way to go about it, which is don't have the government involved with roads?
Yep.
I
agree
like
with that.
Good
I don't
man.
Like the government involved in anything.
You know, whenever I drive and I'm driving around town and there's potholes all over the place and construction takes months and months and months and there's just no incentive for them to go fast or be efficient in any way, and they pay cops way too much money to do what a worker could do for $7 an hour or whatever. I just think to myself, haven't roads been being made this way forever and ever? And if roads were privatized, think about the potential that's there to make a better road. Is asphalt necessarily the best way to go? I don't know. I don't know much about road construction, but I feel like there would just be so much more incentive to experiment and to improve there if governments weren't in charge of the road.
Oh, absolutely.
Who knows what
right.
we could have?
Oh, absolutely. The government's involved in too much. Most of the time, the money that they collect for road taxes off of 18 wheels every year is just astronomical.
Yeah, you think about it, they're putting many truckers out of business. What's that?
I drove truck for years, and I know. I used to pay $2,850 in road tax every year on my trailer alone.
That's crazy.
The tractor was just unreal.
You know,
they'd have the audacity to tell you that you owe them that much money. Like, they just don't care. They have no shame at all. Like, all right, that'll be $6,000, please. Like, it's nothing.
The government is nothing but a bunch of cheaters.
Yeah.
That's all they are. They're crooks hiding behind a cloak.
And
they can't do anything on their own to make money. So they get in there and they try to stay in there and they try that. They like that power binge. We got a president now is crazy.
And they try to cloak themselves in that community-minded spirit. Lloyd, thank you so much for the call, and I hope things are going well down there in Florida. A man who speaks from experience, and it's not just knee-jerk reactionist sort of anger that we feel towards government. We're looking at all the opportunities that have been lost, Julia.
Well, government. government has been around, think about the unlimited amount of potential that we've lost as far as production is concerned. And it's,
you never know. Fiction writers like L. Neil Smith or Jane L. Shulman or F. Paul Wilson, you know, whoever they might be talking about. You know, they have hypothetical societies where there is no government, and there are so many new things. There are, you know, flying cars and all sorts of really
right.
cool
Why
things.
Why don't we have flying cars already? I feel like if, I mean, it's just been generations and generations and generations of government stifling growth and production,
yeah.
and it's a real shame.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the calls. Your show, it's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is how you reach us on this Saturday night. We're going to go to Vince in California. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. What can we do for you tonight?
I just want to first comment, say that the last week's worth of shows have been probably the most epic that I've heard in the maybe 2 to 3 years since I've been listening.
All right. And, well, it's good to see things are still going strong. I love it.
Yeah, I like it. It's things are swelling, and it's great. And Free Talk Live is thriving. It's great. I just want to touch on this whole bureau crash scenario that's been unwinding for the past week.
Go for it.
So I deleted my membership on Thursday after Thursday night's show, and I kind of feel like this whole movement that sort of magnetized to that site is kind of used Bureaucrash as sort of this launching pad to something else. And I kind of feel like this group is hanging up in the air right now, ready to land on something. And I'd like to see a discussion pushed forward about where that place is going to be.
Well,
and
you know,
I also want to just interject really quick. I love the Brokaw. That really nice work. You've been doing a great job. You too, Julia.
Thanks.
Fantastic work the last 2 days here. I think Dale must have left a little treat for Gardner overnight, because he seemed to have dialed it down just a little bit tonight. And kudos to you. I'll take your comments off the air.
Oh, Vince, I appreciate the call. I really appreciate you calling in from California, of all places. I appreciate it very much. You know, it's always funny when you're coming in and filling in. Like I said yesterday, you're on the seat of the pants. You're not sure. You want to phrase things right. You want to do things right. Hopefully, we're doing a good job. And we will discuss a little bit more of this Bureaucrash story. We'll give you the lowdown about Bureaucrash if you're just joining us for the first time finding out about this. It was a very, very big draw for many people who were purely in the free market freedom movement. And it's changing. We'll tell you more about that and what's going to happen, we think, which could be positive coming out of it.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Program, you control the conversation by dialing the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, the Saturday edition with Gardner's Tom Brokaw filling in for Ian and
Julia.
Tom Brokaw filling in for Mark. Good to have you as part of the greatest generation, Julia. We've got a lot to discuss, so let's get back to the phones.
You should hear me off the air. I'm in, out of my mind.
I don't know. Anyway, okay. Someone's been waiting very patiently, and you got to be patient if you're living in Florida. He's Mike. He's on the line with us. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening, baby? What's happening?
Several callers ago, you were talking to a gentleman that phoned in from Michigan, and you were railing against the credit card reform bill. Now, I have to disagree with you on that. Based on my personal experience, I had a Visa card. I'm not going to mention who the issuer of it was, and I had the card for 7 years. I was never late. Sometimes I would carry a balance. Sometimes I would pay it off. It just depended on what the circumstances were at any particular given time. But after about 6.5, 7 years of having the card, 1 month, I went on a short vacation for 2 weeks. The bill had come in, and I plumb forgot about it. It wasn't that I didn't have the money or couldn't pay it. I just threw it in a pile and said, I'll get to it later. Well, I ended up mailing it, and it got there about 7 days late.
Yeah.
Ironically, I'd paid it off. There was like a $800 or $900 balance, so I sent in the full amount. The following month, I get a bill, and it says there's a $35 late fee that was assessed. And they jacked up my interest from 7.9% to 30.99%, okay. All because I was late once.
What does your contract say?
Well, it says that if you're late, they can do that. But
there you go. Your question's answered. You signed a contract.
But it's so, But it's still ridiculous because...
No, it's not ridiculous. You sign a contract, you failed on your end, they executed their priority and their prerogative on their side. And you want, now you want to get a third party to come in because you made... You know, I'm sorry it sounds cold, but you made a mistake, they exercised their prerogative. Now you're satisfied that the government is going to come in breaching the Constitution and come in and say, I'm sorry, business, but even though you were upholding your side, it's not nice, and therefore we're going to push you around.
Well, it's not that it's not nice, but let me ask you this, okay? If, and this isn't my case, but this probably describes a lot of people that are out there. If you had a job and everything was going fine, and then you lose your job, and now you're not able to pay your bills, does it make sense to you to kick someone who's already on the ground? I mean,
yeah,
if I wasn't able to pay it up until now, what makes you think I'm going to be able to pay it if you jack up the punitive fees and the interest rate?
You bring up a good point, Mike, but think about this. If you had the private companies operating on their own doing this sort of thing, right, and they were making these sorts of mistakes, what would happen? People would end up not being able to pay, right? What would
right.
that do to the bottom line of the companies? They'd start being in financial trouble, wouldn't they? So what
well,
you've got is, yeah, so with one hand, the government's bailing these guys out because they have people who can't pay. And with the other hand, they're saying, oh, but you know, you better change the way that you're getting money from people. So it's like they've got bipolar problems, you know?
But if you look at this, what they did was, okay, I don't have a problem with it being a contractual agreement, and I don't have a problem with it being punitive. But what they went in and said was, okay, now your interest will be jacked up if you are at least... I think it's, what, two or three payments behind. I can't remember what it was. So for someone like me that made an honest mistake one time, I'm not going to get penalized. Now, if like you said, if you're someone that hasn't paid for, well, you know, whatever, whether you're irresponsible or circumstance or whatever the case may be, it gives you some breathing room because now they say by law they can't jack up your rates unless you're at least 90 days or 60 days or whatever the law.
But, Mike, what you're doing is you're overlooking the very things that I brought up. A, like you said, you signed a contract. You didn't uphold your side of the contract. It was their prerogative. We covered that. B, you're getting a third party in after the fact to strong-arm that person because you don't like the way it goes. And then you're rationalizing afterwards by saying, well, but wouldn't it be better because some people might get in hot water and then they're not able to pay? Well, guess what? Not only is it up to them not to get into hot water, but if they do get into hot water and they're having troubles, this has an educational effect for others not to get into hot water. But when the government comes in and changes the rules of contract between consenting businesses and individuals, first of all, the Pandora's box has been opened. They can say anything they want to. Let's say you've loaned some money to somebody and you have an agreement. What if the government were to come in and say, nah, I don't really like the agreement you came up with? Would you like that?
I wouldn't like that. Well,
yeah.
I don't think they're not trying to do what I think they're trying to do. And maybe it turned out to be that they went about it the wrong way. I don't think they're trying to make, you know, punish the credit card companies. I think they're just trying to make it more fair for the consumer.
Well, what they're trying to do usually has unintended consequences.
Yeah, and you're right. It's a populist thing. It's not that they're trying to hurt
you. I don't really care what they try
right.
to do. What they do is morally wrong.
Yes, yes. It's
but
morally
all I'm
wrong.
Saying is that, you know, I care. Like, and here's the funny part even. After that happened, I like I said, I paid the $35. I closed the account. Several months later, I start getting letters from them. Oh, you're a valued customer. Please, you know, it's been pre-approved. Take the call. So I think what it comes down to is it has to be done in such a way where, and like I said, believe me, I don't have a problem with penalizing people. I just think that when you have a person that was a good customer for a good number of years like I was and just made a mistake one time, you shouldn't come down on them and say, okay, well, now we're going to jack the interest rate up to this and you're going to pay the $35 late fee. You know, if you have a history of chronic late payments, that's one thing. But
well, let me ask you this, Mike. Did you think that when you signed the contract?
No, because I knew
okay.
that I was gonna, you know, that I was gonna use it responsibly, and like
okay.
I said, for a good number of years, I did.
Right. So again, you see, if you had thought that when you signed the contract, you wouldn't have signed the contract. And I think pretty much end of conversation with the credit card company. You move on, they move on. You agreed to it. You defaulted on your side. They engage their prerogative. That's the way business works.
And
you can't have business operate when you keep getting political figures coming in.
You made a mistake, and you didn't announce the name of the credit card issuers on the air. But hearing your story, I personally wouldn't get a credit card from there. And I think it's really important to shop around when you get credit cards. And I do think that credit card companies can be pretty obnoxious. But if you think about what they're doing, I mean, they're essentially loaning money out to you, which I don't really think that credit cards are necessarily a great thing to own. I would much rather just have the money myself than borrow it from someone essentially and pay interest on it. But I mean, really, they're loaning you money. You sign the contract. I think it's unfortunate, but You buyer beware. You got to be careful when you shop around credit card companies.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. We're just up against the clock. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. Julia had something she has had on her mind, and I'd love to be able to hear a little bit about this.
Well, we only have like a minute left, so I don't really have time to get into it. But I did find a great story. It's pretty short, and I just wanted to bring it up since we're talking about unintended consequences of all these rules and regulations of government. It's about a homeless man in California. He sleeps under a bridge, washes in public restrooms, and was panhandling for booze money 11 months ago. But now, Larry Moore is the best-dressed shoeshine man in the city. When he gets up from his cardboard mattress, he puts on a coat and tie. It's a reminder of how he's turned things around. In fact, until last week, it looked like Moore was going to have saved up enough money to rent a room and get off the street for the first time in 6 years. But then, an official from the Public Works Department told Moore that he has to fork over the money he saved for his first month's rent to purchase a $491 sidewalk vendor permit. Now, this is just sad. It's the perfect example of how government just, it keeps poor people poor.
It's incredible.
Think about how much more wealthy we could all be without all of the taxes we pay, all of the hidden fees we pay, all of the prices that are jacked up from all of the regulations that they put on businesses.
People could be getting shoe shines for a lot less from this guy, and with a lot more competition from others like him, you'd be getting your shoe shine for nothing, virtually nothing, and you'd have more money left over to hire
more people.
This is
what the bureaucrat in charge has to say about it. We certainly don't want to hamper anyone's ability to make a living. Our education efforts are actually meant to support that effort by making our streets an enjoyable place to visit.
These people are insidious.
Yes. And then later in the article, there are customers of the shoe shiner who said that they love him. It's the best thing that's happened to the corner of the street.
Now they'll be spending more money to get their shoe shine. They'll have less left over
and
to spend on something else.
And this poor homeless man is still homeless.
Hey, Julia, awesome to work with you.
Yes, it's been fun.
Yes, this is Guard.
And Julia.
And tune in Monday. Free Talk Live will come back Monday night at 7. And go to freetalklive.com to get the show archives and much more. Be seeing you.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.